Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Welcome back to another episode, guys. Welcome back, time travelers. Today, we're just going to be talking. Honestly, I want to kind of let you guys know where I'm at on my spiritual journey, and maybe you're in it too, or maybe that's a season that you may come into, but I truly believe in fellowshipping and sharing as a way to express one, and two, to give God the glory, because you never know what your testimony will do for somebody, or even how it will bless you. You know, I'm a firm believer in tell the truth to shame the devil. But anyways, this season that I'm in is so interesting. One, I feel my heart being called into surrenderance. And I say my heart because if you know, you know, you know, a lot of our troubles, our problems, the stuff that we deal with in our day-to-day life, it comes from within our heart and the old man within our heart. And so I've been feeling God calling my heart to surrenderance to him. And that has been such a hard journey because it's like all the old man activities want to emerge and come back up, and like I call it the dragon energy, just kind of reminding you of the past and what is literally past, and that stuff is playing in your mind and almost reliving it. And God has been like, don't focus on that, focus on me. And so God has been calling my heart to surrenderance to him. And one thing about Jesus Christ is he is forever the same. And I mean that he does not change. His love, his mercy, his grace is always going to be the same. That is the one thing that is consistent, is God. Christ is consistent. And that is one of the most beautiful things that I've learned in this season, because a lot of those things from the past remind me of the changes that I've had to endure. And I know you've had to endure some changes. I mean, just from 2020 to now, life looks so different for everybody. And I was looking back on that time to now, and I'm just like, Lord, so much has changed. I haven't even realized and like took the time to sit down and really process those changes. So one day I sat down and I processed it, and I'm telling you, it hit me like a ton of bricks, because I said, Lord, how in the world did I get through all of that? And it is nothing but the grace and the mercy and the love of God. Because I'm telling you, from 2020 to now, it has been beautiful, but at the same time, there's a balance. You know what I'm saying? So just as much as beauty there is, it was a lot of chaos, or maybe what I consider to be darkness, loss of families, transitions and changes that were hard to the heart and to the soul. Things that honestly, if I'm being real, things that were designed to destroy me, but they didn't, by God's grace and mercy. And I felt that stuff. I sat down to feel that stuff in. I cried and I mourned these things and I grieved over things, and I gave myself a chance to do that. Why? Because I didn't want to carry that energy anymore. I realized that in pushing it under the rug or putting it in the closet or ignoring it and keeping on with the changes, that I was ignoring certain things within me. And because that, my heart wasn't in full surrenderance, because it was holding on to things of the past, things of the old, things that happened. And I wasn't 100% conscious of these things until I sat down and be still. Okay, I was still and I just felt it. And that's the one thing, if you sit still for a moment, you turn everything off, no TV, no cell phone, nothing, and you sit with yourself, you're gonna feel something's gonna come up that, or call you to attention to something that maybe you haven't dealt with. And I appreciate that, because I learned that back in 2020, and I really sat with myself and was just alone in nature, just with myself and God. And God started to bring things up out of me that I didn't realize were there, and I needed that. And so I do that from time to time, but this time I had to. It was one of those times where I was just like, Lord, something's off. And because of that off feeling, I knew it was time to just sit still. And in that stillness, I cried like a baby. I cried like a baby, because I realized how hurt my inner child was and my inner teenager was. Like, these things that I was just like, wow, I didn't realize I was holding on to that. Just to give you, like, I guess a lighter story. So I went through a couple major transitions in my situation, in my life, in the past couple of years. But one of the biggest ones was being what I call uprooted out of my childhood home, a place I grew up with. It was like my heaven, like beautiful gated community. Everything about it felt like heaven to me. God put me in the right space at the right time. That's all I can say. And I grew up in this space and I love that space, but I couldn't see how much I loved it until it was gone. And so in the midst of it, I was always like, I want to get away from home, this, that, and the third. And then God moved me up out of there, and now I can't go back ever again. And that hurt my soul because I'm like, Lord, the memories, even though there was trauma there, it was still love there. And it was just like all of that. It's not gone, of course, but just the symbolism, the symbolic feeling of it all is gone. And it was like a home, like literally it was like a home. And now that I'm not able to access that place or that home anymore, it caused my inner child to be very hurt. And I didn't realize that I was holding on to that. And so I sat still, and that was one of the things that came up. And when I tell you, I just boohoo cried like a baby, and I'm just like, boy, pull it together. What's going on? But I didn't realize that I was carrying that. And that's just like a lighter thing for me. There was some really serious stuff that I was dealing with, but on the lighter side, that hit me. And what I had to do was surrender it. I had to let the feeling of it go. I had to let the, like, just all of it go and go, God, I won't complain. I'll trust you. I don't know exactly what's going on, but if I'm out of a home, that means God is transitioning me into a home, if you know what I mean. And let's keep it on the topic of houses, because I often, if you read my book, I often think of a house of, or a house as like a state of being or a state of consciousness. And in your house, you can keep lots of things, right? And so to be transitioned from one home to another is like moving from one mindset to another, the old man to the new man, right? And so I really do feel like this period of my life is a transition period, and to God be all the glory for that. Because with that being said, a lot of what is old is passing away so that the new can come through, out with the old and with the new. And I'm thankful for that, because those old ways, they just keep you rooted to what is chaotic, what is deemed as evil, you know, and I guess in the sight of the Lord, what is deemed as darkness, all these things that actually really keep you tethered to society, to this environment, to this space. And space and time is just honestly really an illusion. If you really sit down and be still and think about it, you'll realize a lot. But with that being said, I had to understand that this is just a transitional period from one place to another. And in this season, I'm being called into surrenderance to be okay with that, because it was hard for me to let go of the things of the past. And it's so funny because God is so strategic about how he does things. And the person I am today, I'm a Cancer male. And if you know anything about Cancers, we are we're the crab of the zodiac. And like a crab with their pinchers, they hold on to stuff. And you know about a crab, when it gets a hold of something, it ain't gonna let it go. That's just how it goes. And so as a Cancer, I tend to hold on something, especially if you love it and you don't want to let it go. But the beauty about that is I'm holding on to God, and I ain't letting that go. So sometimes God has to call me to surrenderance to let go of everything else, because I don't want to be holding on to one thing, but also holding on to the good thing, which is God. And I want to go to a scripture before I keep running my mouth. You know, let's keep it holy. Let's keep it cute, right? So Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And that just goes back to what I was saying earlier. Like, Jesus Christ is the only thing that is consistent, that will remain the same. So with all the changes that are going on, with every transition that you go through in life, with every situation that you are enduring to the end, from the beginning to end, God is always going to be the same. Christ is always going to be the same. He's always going to welcome you with open arms. He's always going to be there for you to turn to him. And it gets to that place sometimes where you feel like, ooh, I need to get it together before God leave me. Like, I felt that so many times. But the thing is, you might have to meet Jesus where he at. I'm just kidding. Jesus will meet you where you're at. And that's the beauty of it all, because he's always there. He doesn't change. He's consistent. And the one thing that I love about God is his consistency, because everybody else can switch up on you. Everything can change up on you. You can go to sleep one day and wake up and everything different. But the one thing that is going to remain the same is God. And let me take it back to the whole house situation. So even though you may be transitioning from one place to another, mentally, spiritually, physically, like literally, God is still with you all the while, every single step from that old to that new. He's transitioning with you. He's going through it with you. He's enduring it with you. He's changing with you. And that's the beauty of this. You're not alone ever, because God is with you. And I'm grateful for that. And that's what's keeping me, if I'm being so honest with you guys. And I'm very blessed. I feel we're all very blessed. If you're alive today, you're blessed straight up. That's just how that goes. And it's God that is keeping us alive, well, healthy, taking care of us, providing for us. The Lord is our rock. The Lord is my rock, my salvation, my light, my refuge, everything. And I'm so thankful for that, because again, consistent. He doesn't change up. He don't change up like somebody else. I know the enemy, Mr. Conditional Love or Miss Conditional Love. You know what I'm saying? Something about the enemy just ain't consistent. Other than with the torment, okay? You hear what I'm saying? But God is good, and his love is always with us. And as long as we are focusing on him, and it's so crazy because there's times where my mind will be all over the place or my heart will be all over the place. But something just reminds me, call on Jesus, call on Christ. And I'll do it too. Shoot, I'm gonna plead the blood in a heartbeat, especially if it starts getting a little spooky out here. But as soon as I know that, I know everything's gonna be okay. Because God begins to speak to my heart, my mind, my soul. And that's the one thing about it. I was created. I was created by the Lord. So I know when I call on the Lord, he knows exactly what to do, what needs to be done. He knows everything. He knows where to speak. He knows how to speak to it, whether he needs to speak in my ears or my heart, whether he needs to speak to my mind or my soul. I can trust that God is going to take care of it. And that's the beauty about it. God is always taking care of us so subtly, pushing back things. Like day to day, you might think you're getting, getting attacked pretty heavy in a season. And, you know, you're dealing with your portion because as spiritual warriors, people who are warring on the battlefield, prayer warriors, all that, you're going to get your fair share, right? You're going to go through what you go through. But at the same time, know that God is holding back the majority. You're getting a little bit of it, but he holding out back the majority, right? You might be getting a little bit of rain, but he holding back the storm. And that's the beauty about it. Like God, he's always protecting us, and he loves us so much that he loves to do that. And I'm so grateful because I know I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for Jesus Christ. And I have to admit that. And that's why I do what I do, because it is because of the Lord. Everything that I'm doing to be here, to be alive, all of this is because of Jesus Christ. And it has nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me. For me, that revelation was kind of the biggest step to transitioning out of my old ways. It's a long process, and I try to be as patient with myself as possible. And I kind of want to, if that could be a message in this podcast, take that away to be patient with yourself, because Jesus Christ is so patient with you. You know, there's times where I feel like I'm running out of time. There's times where I feel like things are coming to an end and I gotta be this or I gotta be that or I gotta act like this or I gotta do that. But listen, be patient with yourself. Be patient as you're changing and transitioning. Your mind may go back and forth sometimes. I'm not saying that's right, but it's a part of the process. As you're working into the new, you gotta get used to it. You gotta get familiar with it. It has become a habit to you and that newness, you know? Think about it when you are literally moving into a new home. You know, you got to go back and forth to get some stuff from the old house to bring to the new house. Some of the stuff from the old house, you're like, I ain't bringing that up in here. I got to take that to the trash. It's just the same process. When you're moving from one space to another, sometimes you got to go back and forth a little bit to see, you know, because in the old, understand there's still valuable stuff there. You know, there may be strength there. Strength from all the warring and the battering. You know, stuff like that. There may be still what I like to call gems there. Hidden gems there. And so sometimes we go to those spaces not because we're supposed to dwell there, but because we're supposed to get our stuff and go. You hear what I'm saying? And sometimes God will take you back to a space so you can get something and go. Whether that's strength, whether that's your light, whether that's your gifts back, okay? Your talents back. Sometimes you gotta go back to that thing to get that thing and go. You might have some gold up in the old house that you need to snatch up and get up out of there and go. You know, and I love that because as a person, I call myself a colorful person, meaning just I have much beauty to me. I put it that in simple form. And so I can do many things to God be all the glory. All those things, they come from God. But oftentimes when I'm in my rucks and I'm going crazy or whatever, I forget about all that. It's like I left that stuff in the old house. I'm in this new house, but I forgot who I am. It ain't going to be no good if you don't know who you are in the new house. So sometimes God has sent me back to the old house just so I can remember who I am, grab my stuff and go, get my clothes and go, remember things, remember the talents, the gifts, all that, grab them and go. And it's so crazy because sometimes when you're in that, I guess, dark space, low place, backed up against a wall, you're going to see your strength. Where'd that come from? You're going to see things emerge. And that's beautiful. But to grab your stuff and go. And be patient with yourself as you're going through that process, because it's important. It's important. You got to show yourself love and grace and all those things, because God is showing you those things. And in order for you to show it to other people, you got to show it to yourself. It's so important. But I'm not going to carry this on too long, because I don't want it to be a long podcast. And, you know, in the past, I just used to ramble. But take that message of hope with you. Know that it's okay as you're transitioning. Know that you have time. Listen, you're on God's time. You know what I'm saying? So don't worry about what nobody else got going on. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing, where people are going. God will deal with all his children in their time. But with you in God's time, you just focus on moving into that new house, into that new space, transitioning into that new grace. Well, it's same grace. It's old grace, but it feel new. Into that newness, that beauty. Because it's there. It's waiting, you know? And again, it's a transition. So you might have to go back to the old house, grab some stuff. But don't get lost in there. Don't get stuck in there. Don't dwell in there. Keep it moving. Keep going forward. And if you do get stuck, if you do dwell in there, you know who to call on. The one who is going to remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the end of this podcast. God bless you guys. I love you guys. God loves y'all more. And I hope and pray that you have a beautiful and blessed season.